Volume 47, number 1 of The Friend magazine for January 2017. Contents, stories and features. From the First Presidency, Show the Love in Your Heart by President Thomas S. Monson. An extra special present. Family Night Fun. CTR Story, Time for Addison. Bright Idea. Answers from an Apostle, Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Friends with Heart. Salsa Service, This Little Light of Mine, Friend to Friend, The Book on the Shelf by Elder Walter F. Gonzalez, Mean June Measures Up, Goats on the Run, Show and Tell, Matt and Mandy, and Stop and Flip, For Older Kids, The Next Level, I Have a Question, Snacks and Crafts, Don't Forget to Pray for Eric, and The Aquanaut Badge. Music, Joseph Smith's First Prayer. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Write Your Own Coded Message. Fun Stuff, Find It. Church History Reading Challenge, The Restoration. Scripture List. Church History Figures, The Smith Family. Friend Junior, For Parents of Little Ones. Hi Friends. Kylie's Parents. Your Parents and You. Stories of Jesus, Jesus Loves Me, Coloring Page, and The Favorite Ball. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by mail.
I can read the Book of Mormon. The Coventry Ward Primary Children set a year-long goal with their families and primary leaders to read the Book of Mormon and learn more about Jesus Christ. Each child got their own journal with pages from the friend and places to write down their feelings and experiences. The primary had Book of Mormon activities all year, like a Book of Mormon carnival. Coventry Ward, Alberta, Canada.
How I read the friend. I like to read the friend in my igloo. Jonathan C., age 9, Utah, USA.
I can play it. I like going to the music page first and playing the song on the piano. It makes everyone in my house feel the spirit. My favorite song is I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, March 2012. Anna O., age 11, Texas, USA.
Dear friends, it's a new year. What dreams do you have for 2017? One of our dreams is to fill the world with love, and we need your heartfelt help to do it. Will you please help us out? Turn to page 3 to find out how. Then, tell your parents so they can help too. We love you so very much, the friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of this month's Friends by Mail, read by Noah and Amelie Strongen.
From the First Presidency, Show the Love in Your Heart, by President Thomas S. Monson. Someone once asked Jesus, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus answered, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 39. We can show our love in many ways, a smile, a wave, a kind comment, or a compliment. We can be kind, patient, understanding, and forgiving. This will show others the love in our hearts. I once read a story about a boy named Jack who grew up in the hills of Virginia, in the United States. Every day his family sat around the table for dinner. His father would ask each one of them, What did you do for someone today? The children wanted to do a good deed every day so they could tell their father they had helped someone. As they grew up, they felt a desire in their hearts to help others. Jack became a successful doctor. Then he created more than 70 clinics across the country to help people who needed medical care. We can't all create medical clinics, but each of us can do something to help others. We are surrounded by those in need of our attention, our encouragement, our support, our comfort, our kindness. May we begin now this very day to show love to all of God's children. As we get up each morning, let us determine to show love and kindness to everyone. As we come to understand how much God loves us, our hearts will be filled with love for Him, for our Savior, and for all mankind. Adapted from Love, the Essence of the Gospel, Ensign May 2014, pages 91 through 94. And What Have I Done for Someone Today? Ensign November 2009, pages 84 through 87. Help us fill the world with love. Jesus asked us to show our love for Him by loving others. Help us fill the world with love by doing something kind and sending us a heart. Some examples are found on page 3 of this month's Friend. Send us a heart. How many loving hearts can we collect this year? Help us find out. 1. Cut out and decorate a paper heart. 2. Write about how you follow Jesus by sharing love or how someone shared love with you. 3. Send your submission to friend at ldschurch.org or to the address on page 39. Use the permission statement on page 39. You can also send us a photo of yourself. Note, we will be adding your hearts to our map of the world through October 2017. End of the article. From the First Presidency, Show the Love in Your Heart, by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.
Trusting Heavenly Father. When Dallin H. Oaks was 7 years old, his father got very sick. For 6 months, Dallin's father stayed in the hospital while doctors tried to help him get better. During this time, Dallin, his mother, and his brother and sister all prayed a lot for his father to get better. Dallin's father even had many priesthood blessings. Dallin's family all thought his father would get well. When the doctor said his father was going to die, it was hard for everyone to understand why. Had they not had enough faith? A few days before Dallin's father died, his mother had a very peaceful feeling. She trusted Heavenly Father's will. It was still really hard when Dallin's father died, but she knew things would be all right. Elder Oaks learned that when we have strong faith in Heavenly Father, we can trust Him. He can help us through any hard time. End of the story, Trusting Heavenly Father. Read by Gabriel Reinwand.
An Extra Special Present by Rebecca Cornish Talley. Based on a true story. Give then as Jesus gives. There is something all can give. Children's Songbook, page 236. One day. Only one more day until Mom's birthday. Hadley plopped down on the couch.
Hey, Hadley,
Rachel said.
Want to see what I'm giving Mom for her birthday?
I guess,
said Hadley. Rachel pulled out a sparkly silver necklace.
I bought this with my babysitting money. Isn't it pretty?
Hadley reached out and touched it.
I don't have a present for Mom yet.
She flopped back on the cushions.
You'll come up with something.
Rachel patted Hadley's shoulder. Then the phone rang, and Rachel ran off to answer it. Hadley sighed and closed her eyes. Her brother Clayton walked past the door and peeked in.
Hey, what are you doing?
Thinking.
About what?
Hadley opened her eyes.
Mom's birthday.
Oh, I bought her some of her favorite perfume. I saved my money for mowing lawns. It's all wrapped up and ready to go.
Hadley sighed. She wasn't old enough to babysit or mow lawns, and her piggy bank was completely empty.
What are you going to give her?
Hadley shrugged.
I don't know yet.
You know, Mom won't really mind if you don't get her anything. She always says we're her best gift.
Hadley nodded. She knew Clayton was right, but she still wanted to surprise Mom. That night, as she lay in bed, Hadley stared up at the ceiling. What could she give Mom? She thought and thought and thought. Mom was the best mom in the world, and she deserved an extra special birthday present. Suddenly, she had an idea. She hopped out of bed, turned on the light, and found some pink paper in her desk. She sat down, stared at the paper, and smiled. A poem would be the perfect gift for Mom. She wrote line after line until her eyelids started drooping. The next night, after dinner, everyone gathered around Mom to sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Rachel and Clayton handed Mom their gifts. Mom opened Rachel's present.
What a beautiful necklace, Rachel. Thank you. I'll wear it every day. Can you help me put it on?
Rachel fastened the necklace around Mom's neck. Next, Mom opened the present from Clayton.
Oh, my favorite perfume! Thank you, Clayton.
She sprayed some on her wrist.
It smells so good.
Mom started gathering up the wrapping paper.
Thank you, kids, for your wonderful gifts.
Wait, there's one more,
Hadley said. She handed Mom a flat present wrapped in newspaper. What could this be? Mom unwrapped it and held up a piece of pink paper. She read,
When I think of you, I want to sing. I love your hair. I love everything. I like your kisses. I like your hugs. You make me happy, but I don't like bugs. You tell me stories. You brush my hair. You say I love you. I know you care. Happy birthday to the best mom ever.
Mom pulled Hadley close and whispered,
This is such a wonderful gift. It came from your heart, and it makes me very happy.
She gave Hadley a hug and a kiss. Hadley grinned. It didn't matter that her gift from Mom wasn't from a store. She had given her something extra special. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Building a Temple by Amy Jane Lovett. After the place to build a temple is chosen, there's a groundbreaking ceremony. A general authority says a special prayer to bless the site and dedicate it or set it aside for the temple. Then the general authority invites others to join him as they use gold or silver-painted shovels to break the ground. At the groundbreaking, Elder Dallin H. Oaks invited all the new deacons to come up and break the soil. Join us each month to see how the Payson, Utah Temple was built. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or a paper heart, 1. Fill out the form below and send it in with your story or artwork. Number 2. Send a school picture or other high-resolution photo. Number 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. Number 4. You must be at least 3 years old. The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, an elderly couple approaches a kid's circus complete with acrobats, clowns, and a pretend lion tamer. The child at the reception desk greets the elderly couple and announces the price of admission.
That'll be 4 cookies, please. We take chocolate chip or peanut butter.
End of the article, Building a Temple, read by Scott and Matthew Moore.
Family Night Fun. Here are some family home evening ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? The best kind of gift. Read an extra special present on page 4. Gifts don't have to cost money. You can give a letter, kind words, or a helping hand. Love is a gift we can share with everyone. Number 1. Have everyone make a paper heart. Tip: fold a piece of paper in half and draw half a heart along the fold. Cut out the shape and unfold it. Number 2. Think of a way you follow Jesus by being kind and showing love. Write it on the heart. Number 3. Go around the circle and read what you wrote. 4. Send your hearts to the friend. Go to page 39 to see how. Number 5. You could make and write on more hearts, then tape them together like a chain. How long can you make it? Or you could write a nice note on a heart for someone. Strawberry hearts. Make this heart-shaped treat to remind you to fill the world with love. Be sure to get an adult's help. The ingredients are strawberries and chocolate chips. Step 1. Wash the strawberries and pull off the stems. Step 2. Cut each strawberry in half through the stem and place the halves cut side down. Then cut a small triangle out of the top. This will make a heart shape. Step 3. Microwave the chocolate in a microwave-safe bowl until melted, stirring every 20 seconds. Step 4. Use a fork or toothpick to dip the strawberries in the chocolate. Step 5. Place the strawberries on waxed paper and put them in the fridge until the chocolate hardens. So many ways to show love. How can you show someone you care? Here are a few ideas. Do something nice. Help them with homework or chores. Make a homemade gift. Say it. Tell them you love them or give them a nice note. A hug can show love. So can a high five or a friendly wave. Give your time. Play games or read stories in the front together. Bonus treat. Try these granola cookies for family home evening this month. Be sure to get an adult's help. Mash 4 large bananas and mix with 1 cup quick or old-fashioned oats. Stir in nuts and dried fruit, optional. Use spoons to scoop onto a cookie sheet. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. More family home evening ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. Read Time for Addison. How can your family show love for each other? Read the CTR challenge card and pick a challenge to do this week. Idea number 2. Start your church history reading challenge. Hang it somewhere you'll see it a lot. Then read the first week's scripture. Use this month's figures to learn about Joseph Smith's family. Idea 3. Read Answers from an Apostle and Goats on the Run. Think of a time your prayer was answered quickly. Think of a time when it wasn't. Remember that Heavenly Father loves you and always hears your prayers. End of the article, Family Night Fun, read by Scott Moore.
CTR Story, Time for Addison, by Heidi Pullman, based on a true story. Being nice is hard sometimes. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John chapter 13, verse 34. Tom put the final block on his tower.
That does it,
he said. He sat back and smiled as he looked over his creation. Suddenly, his bedroom door swung open. His little sister Addison ran into the room.
Can I play?
She asked.
No,
Tom said quickly.
Go away.
He just felt like being alone. He had been with friends all day at school. Besides, sometimes Addison broke his buildings. Addison frowned and started to cry. She turned around and walked away. Tom sighed. He reached over to grab his mini army figure, who began a heroic ascent up the tower. Tom felt a little bad for talking to his sister like that, but it was his room, after all. She could find something else to do. The figure jumped off the building ledge and somersaulted down to the ground. Someone knocked on Tom's door.
Come in,
he said. Mom stepped into the room.
Did something happen with Addison?
She asked.
She wanted to play in here, but I don't want her to break my tower.
You worked hard on that, huh?
Mom asked. Tom nodded.
I think your sister is feeling a little sad, though. She looks up to you a lot, and she doesn't get to see you much while you're at school. Is there anything you could do together for a little while?
Tom thought for a moment. Part of him still wanted to be alone, but he also wanted to be a good older brother.
I guess,
he said.
Thanks, Tom,
Mom said as she walked out. A few minutes later, Addison hesitantly stepped back into the room.
Hi.
Hey, come here. I want to show you something.
Addison sat down on the bed next to her big brother and looked up at him. Tom pulled out his collection of animal cards.
All right,
said Tom. He held up 2 pictures.
Would you rather be the snow leopard or this tarantula?
Addison giggled and pointed to the leopard, her favorite animal. Tom smiled and handed her the card. They took turns picking their favorite animals until Dad called them to dinner. Tom looked at the clock. He couldn't believe how fast the time had gone. When they got downstairs, Tom told Mom and Dad about the game.
It was fun,
he said as he sat by Addison at dinner.
Want me to read to you tonight?
Yes. Can you read the Snow Leopard book?
Sure.
He knew she'd pick that one. He might not have time to read what he wanted before bed, but he realized it was worth it to see his sister smile.
Anytime,
he said. The author lives in Utah, USA. CTR Challenge. I will honor my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. My Gospel Standards. Do 2 chores without being asked. Do 1 thing each day for a week to show your family you love them. Talk to a family member and really listen to them. I challenge myself to...
End of the story, Time for Addison. Read by Natalie Moore, Ethan Nelson, Shannon Nelson, and Kate Strongen.
fun stuff. Write your own coded messages. Here's a fun way to spread some happiness. Everybody loves getting secret messages, even mom or dad. Step 1. On the smaller wheel, write in all the letters from A through Z, in any order. Step 2. Cut out the two circles and glue them to cardboard or cardstock. Step 3. Center the small wheel on the big wheel and poke a hole through the center of both wheels. Use a metal fastener to connect the wheels. And step 4. Turn the wheels so the letters match up any way you want. Now you're all set. Write a kind message in code for a family member or friend to solve. Give them the message and wheel. Be sure to let them know which letters to match up on the wheels. Print more copies at friend.lds.org. End of Fun Stuff. Write your own coded messages. Read by Van Farnworth.
Heavenly Father.
Answers from an Apostle. Will Heavenly Father always answer my prayers? By Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Heavenly Father knows more than we do. He will answer our prayers in the way that is best. When we have faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, we trust them. Trust that Heavenly Father knows you and loves you. Trust that He will hear your prayers and answer them with what is best for you. See 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 20. From Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 1994, pages 98 through 100. End of the section, Answers from an Apostle. Will Heavenly Father always answer my prayers? By Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case.
Friends with Heart, Salsa Service.
Hi, my name is Brooks.
Last Christmas, I wanted to buy a neat spy watch for my brother, so I baked and sold homemade bread. I had some money left over, so I gave it to the Red Cross and the Giving Tree at my school. Then I found out about some other people who really needed help. Step 1. What's a refugee? My mom told me about some refugees who came to our city. They had to leave their countries because they were in danger. They couldn't bring much with them. I really wanted to help them, so I decided to buy supplies for them. Step 2. Getting to work. I earned the money for supplies by making salsa. Mom helped me. Then I sold it to people from church, school, and my dad's work. I raised a lot of money. Step 3. Buying the supplies. My brother Henry and our friend Zane went to the store with me. We bought school supplies, cleaning stuff, baby food, blankets, and some really awesome backpacks. When we dropped off our stuff at the Refugee Services Center, it felt like Christmas. I knew I was doing the right thing and that Heavenly Father was happy with it too. How can you help? Donate money to the Humanitarian Aid Fund in a tithing envelope. Get food, clothes, or blankets to a community or refugee services center. Pray for anyone who's going through hard times. Send us a heart. How do you follow Jesus by showing love? Send us a heart with your story and photo. See page 39. End of the article, Salsa Service, read by Matthew Moore.
This Little Light of Mine by Camlin Giddens and Daniela Subieta. Based on a true story. Let your light so shine. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Dinah sat on the rug, excited for story time. It was her favorite part of the day. She looked across the rug and saw a classmate named Felicity waving to her.
Come here,
Felicity said. Dinah scooted across the rug.
What's up? Your hair is different than mine,
said Felicity.
Why does your hair look like that?
She touched Dinah's braids and giggled.
My mom helped me do it,
Dinah said. She loved the color of her hair and how it felt under her fingers. She loved the neat rows of cute little plastic hair clips.
Also, I want to see something. Show me your arm.
Dinah held out her arm.
Well, what?
She asked as Felicity moved her own arm next to Dinah's.
Your arms are so brown,
said Felicity.
Oh,
said Dinah, scooting back to the other side of the rug. Suddenly, she couldn't wait for the day to end. At home, Dinah didn't say much at dinner. When it was clean-up time, her sister Allie grabbed a towel to dry dishes, and Dinah picked up the broom. Mom started singing. Mom loved to sing while they cleaned. Dinah smiled a little. She hummed and sang along as she swept. The song ended.
My turn,
Allie said. She started a new song. Dinah tried to harmonize, like Allie and Mom did, but it sounded flat, like a boring gray color. Everyone burst out laughing.
That was funny,
said Dinah.
Let me try again.
Allie started the song again, and Dinah closed her eyes and joined in. This time, the different notes started to blend, like yellow and blue mixing into a bright green. They sang almost the whole time they cleaned. When they were finishing, Dinah remembered what happened at school. She still felt uncomfortable about it.
Mom, do you ever think about how people look different? How everyone has different hair and skin and eyes?
Yes, I know what you mean. Did something happen that made you think about that?
Dinah told Mom about what Felicity had said.
I felt weird. I didn't like it. Why did she say that?
It sounds like Felicity was curious about you. Everyone has their own unique skin color and hair and eyes, too. We're all Heavenly Father's children, and there's no right or wrong way to look. But sometimes people need to get used to the beauty of different colors.
All people's colors are beautiful?
Definitely. Everyone's colors show something special about their family and their history. The way you act represents our family to others. And who do we always say we follow in our family? Jesus Christ, right? So you also represent the Savior.
Dinah nodded as Mom pulled her into a hug. Then she pulled Allie into the hug, too.
We can always feel good about who we are, especially when we're following Jesus Christ, she said quietly.
Dinah's upset feelings began to settle down.
Now,
Mom said with a smile,
time to get ready for bed, and then dessert.
Yay!
Allie shrieked.
It's gonna be pie. I just know it.
She zoomed upstairs. Dinah followed Allie. She felt much better after talking with Mom. Her skin color was another part of who she was, like her family and her testimony were. She would keep being kind and set a good example at school. With God on her side, it would be a piece of cake, or even better, a piece of pie. The authors live in Georgia, USA. Sidebar. The children of God have more in common than they have differences. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency. Our Hearts Knit as One, Ensign, November 2008, page 70.
End of the story, This Little Light of Mine. Read by Shauna Thompson, Amelie Strongen, Maya Reinwand, Sarah Reinwand, and Shannon Nelson.
Friend to Friend, The Book on the Shelf by Elder Walter F. Gonzalez of the 70. Search, Ponder, and Pray are the things that I must do. Children's Songbook, page 109. I was 12 when I heard about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I met two LDS missionaries on the bus. They asked if they could come teach my family. The missionaries left us a copy of the Book of Mormon and a pamphlet of Joseph Smith's testimony. My parents are wonderful people, but they did not join the church at that time. The two items stayed on our bookshelf for many years. Then one day when I was 18, I looked through our bookshelf for something good to read. I picked up the Book of Mormon and read the first chapter. A special feeling came to me as I read. In my heart, I felt the book was true. The Book of Mormon had a special message about Jesus Christ's atonement. I learned more about my own life and about Heavenly Father's blessings. Next, I read the pamphlet. I was very impressed. Even though Joseph Smith was only 14, he had the courage to ask Heavenly Father which church was true. From that time on, I have always followed Joseph Smith's example. I read the Scriptures and ask Heavenly Father for help and guidance. Prayer and the Book of Mormon are very important parts of my life. When you have problems, read the Book of Mormon and pray. You will learn more about the gospel and find the answers you need, just like I did. Remember what you feel when you do. From an interview with Linda Davies. Search the Scriptures. The Scriptures help us find answers for Heavenly Father when we have questions or worries. Refer to page 19 in doing this activity. Go to page 19 for a fun maze. Spanish Scripture Scramble. Elder Gonzalez first read the Book of Mormon in Spanish. Go to page 19 for a fun Spanish Scripture Scramble. End of the article, Friend to Friend, The Book on the Shelf, by Walter F. Gonzalez of the 70. Read by David Shaw.
Mean June Measures Up, by Kelly Hunsaker, based on a true story. Jesus is our loving friend. Every child is dear. Children's Songbook, page 58. Mean June stared out the window at the clouds.
It looks like it will rain tomorrow,
he said. Grandfather looked up from his newspaper and nodded. It was late summer in Seoul, South Korea, and monsoon season had begun. Mean June set an umbrella next to his clothes for Sunday.
I think we should leave early tomorrow.
Grandfather smiled.
Good idea. We'll have to walk the longer way in case the lower road floods.
Do you think the church building will be all right?
Mean June asked. Last year, the basement had flooded during monsoon season.
Yes, but it never hurts to pray.
Then I'll pray for the church tonight, and that we can make it there safely. Jiao jiao.
Good night. Mean June bowed and went to bed. In the morning, they left the apartment early. Mean June looked up at the dark clouds that filled the sky.
Have faith.
Mean June followed Grandfather up the narrow staircase on the hill near their apartment. They paused at the top to catch their breath. Their white shirts were already damp from the heavy humidity in the air. Grandfather held out his hand to feel the first raindrops.
Do you feel that? The rain is starting.
They opened up their umbrellas. By the time they reached the next staircase, the rain was coming down fast. Mean June squinted to see each step through the rain.
Whoa.
He cried as he slipped and landed on his knee.
Are you hurt?
Grandfather asked. He leaned down to look at the hole in Mean June's trousers.
It's just a scrape,
Mean June said, his voice shaking.
Let's fix it up at the church,
said Grandfather. Mean June and Grandfather climbed the rest of the stairs and turned onto the upper road.
The wind is worse up here,
said Grandfather, clutching his umbrella. Mean June could barely control his umbrella. Suddenly, a gust of wind came and flipped it inside out, tearing the umbrella at the seams. Mean June's shoulders drooped. Grandfather held out his umbrella.
Come under mine. We're almost there.
Mean June and Grandfather shared the umbrella, but it didn't do much to keep out the constant rain. As they came near the church, Mean June heard music playing.
They've already started.
Mean June ran to the front doors. Then he saw his reflection in the glass. His hair was matted and dripping, his trousers were torn, and his shoes were muddy. He shrank away from the door and back down the steps.
I can't go in,
Mean June stuttered.
You're just fine,
said Grandfather.
But I'm all dirty and wet.
Grandfather looked at Mean June, then looked at the rain gauge tied to the fence.
It's easy to measure the rain, Mean June, but how do we measure ourselves?
Mean June blinked up at Grandfather.
You see muddy shoes, a scraped knee, and messy hair. And you think you don't measure up to much. But Jesus Christ has a better way of measuring. He sees your heart and knows that you're doing what's right. If you measure yourself His way, you'll see that the gauge is overflowing.
Mean June looked at the rain gauge. It kept rising with each raindrop. He thought of how hard he had worked to get to church and how warm and happy he felt when he was there. He thought about how much he loved the Savior and how much the Savior loved him. Mean June hugged Grandfather, and together they walked into church. The author lives in Colorado, USA. Sidebar: the great thing about the gospel is we get credit for trying, even if we don't always succeed. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Ensign, May 2016, pages 125 and 126. End of the story, Mean June Measures Up. Read by Natalie Moore, Noah Strongen, and Van Farnworth.
Goats on the Run, A True Story, written by you. By Evelyn E., age 5, Indiana, USA. Could Heavenly Father help me find my goats? I was born on a farm in Iowa, USA. When I was 3, my parents traded some old windows and doors for 2 goats. The goats were so small. A woman brought them to my house in a dog crate. They were beautiful. I named the white, black, and red one Alice. My mom named the tan and black one Tawny. Mom and Dad helped the woman load the doors and windows into her truck. She was going to turn them into artwork. I watched the goats nervously look around our yard. All of a sudden, Alice took a running leap and jumped right over our pasture fence. Tawny looked from us to Alice and decided to leave, too. She sprang over the fence like she could fly. We tried to round them up by bribing them with sweet feed. But the 2 goats just trotted down the road. They disappeared into a cornfield. We were all scared that they wouldn't be able to find their way back to their new home. I thought they would be lost in the hundreds of acres of corn that surrounded our house. I told my mom that we should pray. We had read in the scriptures where Amulek said to cry over the flocks of your fields. Alma chapter 34, verse 25. I knew Heavenly Father was watching over our goats. After I took a nap, I woke up and looked in our yard. Alice and Tawny were there. They had found their way back. I know Heavenly Father hears and answers our prayers. Sometimes it's even quickly and in the way we hope. End of the story, Goats on the Run. Read by Salem Tullis.
Fun stuff. Find it. January is the perfect time for a day at the beach. If you live in Australia, can you find the hidden objects? Bonus! How many starfish and other animals can you find? End of this month's Find It. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Church History Reading Challenge, The Restoration. This year in The Friend, we're learning about church history. Turn to page 26 for a list of scriptures you and your family can read during the year. After reading, talk about what you learned. Then color the matching numbered spaces. Each picture here represents a part of Jesus Christ's true church that was restored. Scripture list. Most of these scriptures are revelations from the Lord to Joseph Smith. Color the illustration on pages 24 and 25 as you read them. End of the article, Church History Reading Challenge, The Restoration. Read by Wes Nelson. I Can Play It. Joseph Smith's First Prayer. Words by George Manwaring. Music by Sylvanus Billings Pond. end of this month's I Can Play It, Joseph Smith's First Prayer. Words by George Manwaring and music by Sylvanus Billings Pond.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, the kids are playing snow games with Mandy's friend Jasmine. While creating snow angels, Mandy asked Jasmine,
"So you want to be an architect like your dad?"
"Yeah. He really likes designing and building things."
While the girls are talking, Matt is building a snowman.
"Okay, brooms, tin cans, broken baseball bat."
"It's going to take a lot of math. Not my strongest subject. But Dad says he wasn't good at math at first either."
"So what did he do?"
"He says it's like learning another language. You just keep practicing and learning the rules. And after a while, it starts to make sense. Just don't give up."
"I've got to remember that."
Matt stands back and admires his snowy creation.
"I designed it, I built it. Maybe I'm an architect and just didn't know it."
End of Matt and Mandy for January 2017. Read by David Shaw, Salem Tullis, Maya Reinwand, and Matthew Moore.
For older kids, what can you find at the end of every rainbow? Answer on page 39. My haiku, a testimony is faith in each footstep by following Jesus. Jordan D., age 11, Colorado, USA. Send us your gospel haiku. See page 39. Dear Journal, write and draw a journal photo of you. What do you look like? Who is your best friend? What's your favorite scripture? What are you working on right now? Add fun things like tickets, wrappers, or stickers to spice up your page. Quick quiz. Who's your favorite scripture hero? Think about it. See yourself in the temple, Elder Quinton L. Cook. My family helped a neighbor clear rocks from their yard. It took most of the day. It felt so good helping them that I even mowed their lawn. I know I was touched by the Holy Ghost that day because of how good I felt. Coda G, age 11, Utah, USA. End of this month's For Older Kids. Read by Noah Strongen.
The Next Level by Alex Masterson, based on a true story. The Spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 46. Max's family visited the temple grounds every week. He always brought his video game with him. Otherwise, it would be too boring to just walk around. On the way home, Max's sisters joked and giggled beside him in the car, but he didn't hear them. He was too focused on his game. When they all got home, Max walked inside. He was so proud of himself. He didn't even have to look up to make it to the living room. So much gaming must have made his brain bigger.
"Max, how did you like the temple?"
Mom asked. He didn't answer.
"Max,"
she said a little louder. He jumped. He hadn't seen her sit down next to him.
"Did you like the temple?"
Mom asked again.
"It was nice,"
he said. His eyes moved back to the game.
"Did you feel anything special?"
Max sighed and paused the game. Couldn't she see he was busy?
"I don't know, Mom. I guess it was all pretty special,"
he said with a grin. Mom didn't smile back.
"Max, I'm a little worried. It seems like you're playing that thing more and more."
"Mom, I'm fine. I'm just having fun. I can stop anytime."
"Oh, really?"
Now she was smiling.
"How about you stop playing your games for a week? And maybe when we go to the temple, you'll be surprised."
A whole week? What would he do? He worried about giving up his games, but he loved Mom and thought he could give it a try. Max sighed.
"Okay, I'll do it."
Mom gave Max a big hug. Max looked at his game and frowned. What had he gotten himself into? The first 2 days were the worst, because all he could think about was his game. He was so bored that even cleaning sounded good. So he did all his chores, and since he had more time before dinner, he did his sister's chores too. After dinner, Max helped with the dishes. Then he thought of something else to do.
"Hey, Dad, want to play catch?"
Dad smiled.
"I'd love to. It's been too long. Grab your mitt."
Max went to bed feeling happy. He usually played video games until he fell asleep, but tonight he didn't even want to. He thought of what he was going to do tomorrow. It seemed like he had so much more time now. The week raced by. Max spent time with his family, helped his sisters, read the scriptures, and even started learning how to crochet. He had to admit that using his time differently felt pretty good. Soon the day of the temple trip came. Max had totally forgotten what Mom had said about a surprise. He was just excited to spend time with his family. The sun was setting as Max's family walked around the temple grounds. The sky was red, orange, and yellow. Max felt something special as he watched the light shine on the temple windows.
This is what it must be like to live with Heavenly Father.
Max knew he was feeling the Spirit. He thought about how serving and spending time with other people made him feel happier than always playing his games did. He felt closer to Heavenly Father, too. Mom walked up beside him.
What are you thinking?
Max looked up at the angel Moroni glowing gold in the sunset.
That this is even better than video games.
Mom wrapped her arms around his shoulders.
Surprise,
she said. Max just smiled.
Sidebar, I was playing on my dad's phone before a baptism. When I heard the music start, I turned the phone off and listened to the music. Page J, age 8, Oregon, USA.
End of the story, The Next Level. Read by Wes Nelson, Shauna Thompson, Ethan Nelson, Terrell Williams, and Mia Peterson.
I have a question. Joseph Smith had some big questions when he was 14. He was worried about the problems in the world around him and about his own sins. He also wondered where he could find a church like the one he read about in the New Testament. Where do you find answers when you have a question about life or the gospel? Put a check mark by each place you look on page 34. Which places do you trust the most? Color the star by the ones you think are the most trustworthy. If your check marks and stars don't match up, think about where you're looking for answers. Journaling answers. Writing in a journal can help you figure out answers about life and the gospel. Write down your question. Pray about it. Keep your eyes and ears open. Write down what you learn. Keep listening and learning. You'll find more answers to your questions. End of the section, I Have a Question, read by Roseanne Peterson.
Snacks and crafts, sharing warmth and love. Have you met Brooks on page 14? He raised money to help refugees. Make the snow sew blanket to donate or give to a friend. Follow the instructions on page 35. Other stuff to donate. Check with humanitarian centers near you to see what they need. Scrumptious salsa. Make your own salsa just like Brooks did. Have an adult help. For basic salsa, use chopped tomatoes, onions, cilantro, and peppers, depending on how spicy you like it. Get creative. Add mango, pineapple, avocado, corn, melon, or whatever. Try a fruit-only salsa and enjoy it with graham crackers or cinnamon chips. Tip. For chunky salsa, just mix the chopped ingredients. For smoother salsa, use a blender or food processor. End of the article, Snacks and Crafts. Read by Maya Reinwand.
Don't forget to pray for Eric. By Julie Cornelius Huang. Based on a true story. Every soul is free to choose his life and what he'll be. Hymns number 240. Carrie's family knelt by the couch for family prayer. Everyone reverently folded their arms. Papa asked Carrie's little sister, Liv, to pray.
Don't forget to thank Heavenly Father for our many blessings,
Papa reminded her. And don't forget to pray for Eric, Mama added. Mama always reminded them to pray for Eric. Eric was Carrie's older brother. Before he left for university, he and Carrie were best friends. She really missed all the fun things they used to do together. Then a few months ago, Eric told Mama and Papa that he didn't want to be a member of the church anymore. Carrie and her family were surprised and sad. They started praying for Eric every night. Sometimes they prayed that he would feel the Holy Ghost and want to go back to church. Papa prayed that Eric's mind would be clear to make good choices. Mama often prayed that somebody he trusted could help him find the right path. After all of their prayers, Carrie couldn't help feeling a little angry. Why hadn't Heavenly Father brought Eric back to church? Finally, just as Liv had opened her mouth to pray, Carrie couldn't hold it in anymore.
Why hasn't Heavenly Father answered our prayers?
She blurted out. Everyone looked at Carrie in surprise, but she was too upset to care. For a minute, nobody said anything.
Carrie,
said Papa,
when you got home from school today, did you put your backpack away?
Huh?
Carrie asked, confused. What did her backpack have to do with anything? She glanced at the front door and saw her backpack thrown against the wall instead of hung up beside Liv's.
No, sorry.
Didn't Mama remind you to hang it up?
Yes,
Carrie answered. She looked down at her knees.
Doesn't Mama often remind you to hang up your backpack?
Yes,
Carrie muttered. She still didn't know what this had to do with anything. Wasn't Papa taking her questions seriously?
I know that when we pray for Eric, Heavenly Father does answer our prayers every time. The problem is that Eric may not be listening right now. Eric gets to choose whether he listens to the Holy Ghost, just like you choose whether to listen to Mama about your backpack. But do you think that you will always ignore Mama when she asks you to hang up your backpack?
No, I guess not,
said Carrie. Someday she'll listen, Mama said, winking at Carrie. Carrie smiled.
So maybe someday Eric will listen too?
Carrie asked. Absolutely, said Mama. Listening to the Holy Ghost is a skill you have to develop. Maybe Eric hasn't learned that skill yet. Carrie began to feel a little better. They all bowed their heads while Liv said the prayer. She prayed that Eric would learn to listen to the Holy Ghost. While Liv was praying, Carrie felt peaceful and warm. She knew that Heavenly Father was hearing their prayers. As Liv listed some of the ways their family had been blessed, Carrie thought of another blessing to add to the list. She understood more about prayer now. As the prayer ended, Carrie knew that Heavenly Father hadn't forgotten Eric, and Heavenly Father would never forget her either. Sidebar: What is agency? Agency is a gift Heavenly Father has given to everyone. It is the gift to choose what we will do. Heavenly Father helps us, but He doesn't force us to do things. Instead, He lets us choose for ourselves.
End of the story. Don't forget to pray for Eric. Read by Charlene Stewart and Austin and Mia Peterson.
The Aquanaut Badge, a true story written by you, by Corin B., age 11, Utah, USA. Last year, I was a Weeblo Scout. When you're in Weeblos, you try to get your Weeblos Badge and Arrow of Light. To earn them, you have to get a certain number of activity badges. When I looked through the book of activity badges, I saw a lot that looked fun. But then, I saw one badge that I was afraid of, the Aquanaut Badge. I was scared of it because I did not know how to swim. I thought I would sink. I decided not to try it. Then my dad became my leader. He encouraged me to try to earn all of the activity badges. I was still scared of the Aquanaut Badge, but I decided I'd earn all of them. Dad said having faith in the Heavenly Father would help me.
We read 3 Nephi 18:20, which says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you." I prayed every day that Heavenly Father would help me be brave, so that I could learn to swim. I did my part by practicing. I would exercise at home to strengthen my muscles, and my dad would take me swimming. Then I finally felt ready to pass it off. I said a prayer for help. Before I knew it, I had done it. After it was done, I gave a prayer of thanks to Heavenly Father. I know Heavenly Father listens to my prayers. End of the story, The Aquanaut Badge. Read by Matthew Moore.
For parents of little ones, January means big changes, especially for new sunbeams. Whether your child dives into the new class, hangs back, or totally melts down at first, trust that Heavenly Father is happy you've brought them to primary. It's a good place for growing young faith. Here are some ideas to help your child adjust to a new year in primary. Visit the primary rooms when they're not in use. Say, "See how the chairs are your size? This place is just right for you. See the piano? You'll get to sing some great songs." Find out if there's a friend or neighbor who will be in the Sunbeam class too. Encourage your child to look forward to being with the friend in Sunbeams. Role play beforehand. A sibling or parent could pretend to be the primary teacher. The teacher will greet your little one at the door, show them where to sit, sing a primary song with them, and teach a short lesson. Explain that everyone has a job at church. Tell about what you do in your church calling. Then tell about what a primary teacher does. Ask your child to guess what their new job at church is. To be a sunbeam. Explain what sunbeams do, like sing, listen to the teacher, and show kindness to others. If possible, arrange for your little one to meet the new teachers during the week, or look at their pictures from the online ward directory. You can read past letters at friendfplo.lds.org. End of the section for Parents of Little Ones, read by Terrell Williams.
Hi, friends. Lexi likes to look at the Book of Mormon. Her family reads it together before bedtime. Lexi, age 3, Utah, USA. When Spencer's baby sister cries, he gets her a special blanket to help her feel better. Spencer, age 4, Utah, USA. Hannah helps her mom collect diapers to give to families who need them for their babies. She loves to learn about Jesus. Hannah, age 5, Virginia, USA. Preston prayed and asked Heavenly Father to help him stop sucking his thumb. After that, he felt courageous and he stopped. Preston, age 5, Nevada, USA. End of the section, Hi Friends, read by Amelie Strongen.
Kylie's Parents by Jennifer Maddy. Kylie has a mommy and daddy. She loves them very much. Mommy likes to help. So does Kylie. Daddy likes to build. Kylie does, too. Kylie has heavenly parents. She loves them very much, too. Our heavenly parents are very kind. So is Kylie. Our heavenly parents show love to everyone. Kylie does, too. Your parents and you. It's fun to do things with Mommy and Daddy. Find something to help these children have fun with their parents. On page FJ3. How are you like your mommy or daddy? How do you think you are like your heavenly parents? End of the article, Kylie's Parents by Jennifer Maddy, read by Wes Nelson.
Stories of Jesus. Jesus Loves Me by Kim Webb Reed. Before the earth was made, we all lived in heaven with our heavenly parents and our older brother Jesus. We were happy. And we loved each other very much. One day, Heavenly Father told us he would make an earth for us to live on. He knew we would sometimes not keep his commandments while we were on earth. We would need a Savior to help us return home to him. Heavenly Father chose Jesus to be our Savior. When Jesus came to earth, he showed us the right way to live. He helped people.
He taught them to love one another. Jesus suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross. He did this so we could repent and so we could live again after we die. When I learn about Jesus, I feel his love for me. End of Stories of Jesus, Jesus Loves Me by Kim Webb Reed. Read by Kate Strongen. The Favorite Ball by Jane McBride, based on a true story. It's my turn to play with the ball, Seth said. Your turn is up. No, it's not. Adam hugged the ball. Tears filled his eyes. You always get to play with it longer than I do. The ball was from Aunt Jill. It bounced very high. It lit up when it hit the floor. It was their favorite toy from Christmas. It was hard for Seth to share. It was hard for Adam to share. Seth frowned. It felt like he was all scrunched up inside. He didn't like the way he felt. Then Seth thought about something. His primary teacher said making good choices can help us feel good inside. She said making a bad choice can make us feel bad inside. Am I making a bad choice? Seth wondered. Maybe fighting with his brother wasn't a good choice. But how could he be kind to Adam and still get to play with his favorite ball? Seth had an idea. His angry face turned into a happy face. Hey, why don't we play with it together? Seth asked. We can bounce it to each other. Okay, Adam said. That sounds fun. Adam bounced the ball to Seth. Seth laughed and bounced it back. Lights flashed across the floor. Seth felt lighter inside, too. The author lives in Colorado, USA. Question for you. How can you be kind when you are playing? End of the story, The Favorite Ball by Jane McBride. Read by Kate Strongen.